This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Thanks very much, Bex. So yeah, the new show, Almost Never, it's just finished its very first episode on CBBC, and straight away we've got the star of the whole thing, Kimberly White, on the show to tell us all about it. We've just had the first episode. Tell us, how do you think that went? What's the story about? Tell us more about the rest of the series that we can expect from next Tuesday.
So as people have seen today, Almost Never is about a TV show, reality competition, similar to X Factor. It's called Spotlight. And I am a music manager named Sasha Small, and I look after the Wonderland, who are the losers of the show. And out of revenge for being so humiliated from them losing, I decide to go and manage the winners, which is Girls Here First, and do anything I can to make a success of them and do everything I can to kibosh the Wonderland and anything that they might be doing. So it's all about, you know, it's good fun. There's lots of comedy moments, and it's all about just staying true to you, being loyal to your friends, and trying to go out there and make a success of your dreams.
Well, tell us more about Sasha, because I don't want to give too much away, but she looks mean. Like, she's got this very evil kind of aura, vibe around her. And as you say, she's she's desperately trying to take down the lads. Tell us more about why she's so cruel.
Sasha Small is such a baddie. She is cold-hearted, and you know, she's fire one minute, ice the next. She will wear any mask she needs to do what she feels like she has to make it in the music business, to make a name for herself, to get what she wants. And she just wants to, she wants success. She wants money. She wants power. And she wants power over these kids. So she's willing to use them to a certain extent to do just that. So she is such a baddie.
And now you've been there and you've done it. You've been around, you know, entertaining people all over the world for like quite a while now. It's,
yeah.
The talent show, The Spotlight, that we see on Almost Never, is that kind of what it's like in real life? You know, is the version of the industry that we see on the telly, is that what you've experienced for the last 20 years or so?
Well, you know, a lot has changed since I was in the Pussycat Dolls. But what it does show is that, you know, you watch these shows and you root for your people and you phone in and you vote for them, but you don't really get an inside look as to what it's like after the show for the winners and the losers. So this really gets to show you what it's like as they're chasing their dreams, trying to make amazing music whilst juggling school life and friendships and family and trying to stay loyal to themselves and to their friends and to all of that. So it really gives a nice insight, as well as the online world. Like, it's such a new world now with being a musician, with being in a band and trying to get your name out there. You can take on a lot of it yourself, and it really gives you some insight into that and what goes along with it, the stresses and anxieties that go along with trying to do it all on your own.
And the kids in this show, Kimberly, they are something, right? They're so talented. Tell us what it was like working with both the boys and the girls in the different bands.
Oh, it was brilliant. They are so talented and true musicians and singers and dancers. And, you know, it was just amazing to see such incredible kids have such incredible talent and to be able to act across from them, opposite them, and create these amazing, hilarious scenes, and to see just how much they love it and how much they throw themselves into it. It was brilliant, really, and I am such a baddie. It was nice that I could be a baddie and then afterwards just remind them that I'm not actually that bad. Well, and it's all a good fun.
You've properly chucked yourself into this acting game now. I mean, you've also, you know, you've been doing the dancing before and the singing. Which of the three, or of a triple threat, do you prefer? What kind of has your heart right now?
I'll always be a dancer. Once a dancer, always a dancer. And I still teach my Bring Your Heels classes and go to dance studios around the country, sharing my experiences and giving back to the next generation, as well as my Bring Your Heels fitness classes, reaching out to the adults and giving them some of the similar experiences, but just encouraging them to get fit. So dance will always have me. But, you know, I'm at an age now and I'm at a point in my life where, you know, I can't just keep dancing. I'll always create opportunities, but this acting thing is really, I've been working at it for a good 10 years, and I've waited for the right role, and Sasha Small really she sang to me. She really felt real to me, and it's been incredible to have this opportunity to use everything that I've learned over the many, many years and put it to the test. So it feels like a new chapter, a new door, and I'm just excited to explore that, throw myself into it, and hopefully make people hate / fall in love with Sasha Small.
Well, speaking of dancing and staying on the telly, one of your old bandmates, Melody Thornton, she's doing it all on Dancing on Ice right now. I was just wondering, as a full-on dancer yourself, you've done TV talent shows like Got to Dance. I wondered if you had any tips for Melody to help her get far on the ice.
Well, you know what? I went to see her last night on Dancing on Ice, and she's just incredible. You know, she's not a dancer by trade. She's always been primarily a vocalist. So to see her become this Dancing on Ice princess was just so inspiring. I was taken by it so much. And I'm just excited to see how she does. Like, dance doesn't come easily to her. She always had to work more than most of us to get steps and learn steps, because she was never a dancer by trade. So to see her out there just becoming this beautiful little ice princess is just amazing.
And also, you had Ashley smashing it on Strictly at the back end of last year. You being a judge on Got to Dance, I was wondering, if we had to twist your arm to be a contestant on any of the reality shows, which do you reckon that you're best suited for? Do you reckon you could go into the jungle with the I'm a Celeb guys?
Oh, God, there's not much that makes me want to do the whole celeb jungle thing. You know, I did MasterChef and I won it, and I am so proud of it. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Yeah, you can drop that in there. Yeah, I won it. Yeah, I won it. Whatever, yeah.
I'm watching Mel on Dancing on Ice. You know, I don't want to risk injury at the minute, because I am a mum to two young children and I'm still teaching around the country and whatnot. So I was sort of like, no to Dancing on Ice. But after seeing Mel on there, I was super inspired.
You get a little bit jealous?
Maybe a little bit jealous of the fact that she is strong enough, capable enough, and determined enough to strap on those skates, strap on those blades, and make it happen.
It's right. I think you're allowed to be a little bit jealous of your mates. That's fine.
Good.
Awesome. Well, Almost Never is back on CBBC next Tuesday. Thanks, Kimberly, for coming on.
Thank you so much. And you can download it on BBC iPlayer. And yeah, please check it out and let me know what you think on social media.
Brilliant. Cheers, Kimberly.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.